Hi, this is Tiffany the Last, and I'm at the Park Gallery in San Diego with Kelly Scar.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
So you're just getting ready to start your California tour?
Yep, night one right now.
Answer me. Why do we shy from what could be?
Recently released your debut album in August, Peace, but it sounds like from my reading that you've been making music all of your life. Why did it take so long?
To make an album on my own? Well, you know, I was doing music in groups for a really long time and in bands, and like I sang in choir in high school and stuff like that. And it wasn't really until I left this band I was in called Moonraker that I started writing my own music. And then, you know, songwriting is a craft that takes years and years of practice, unless maybe you're really lucky or something. But it wasn't until a couple years ago that I started feeling like somewhat confident with the material I was putting together, and so then Peace was born, I guess.
When you're writing your music, are you usually playing guitar or at the piano?
It's a combination. Some songs start at piano, some at guitar. It just kind of depends.
And then sometimes when you're just out and about, or?
Sometimes if I'm out and about, like especially since I've gotten an iPhone, like if I start hearing things on the subway or something, like I'll, you know, turn on the record button and look like a crazy person in the corner singing into it.
Is it usually lyrics or tunes?
It's typically like like a short lyric and melody idea together if I do it that way. Yeah. But it really varies.
What kind of images do you think your music conveys?
Images. I don't know. So much of where I come from is, like, being out in nature. And even though I live in New York City, like, I really find, like, I just see a lot of nature in what I'm doing. Like, this next record, we're going to be recording up in Woodstock, like, in the middle of winter.
Oh.
Yeah, so, I mean, definitely, like, I love making music indoors when it's cold and snowing outside. So, I guess those type of things.
What studio? I recently read about some famous studio that people are starting to record about.
Oh, really? Was it Dreamland?
I don't know. It's a pink one?
Yeah, the pink house. I think, like, the band was doing some stuff there. But he would know more about that. It's actually his studio, Dan Goodwin, who's playing bass on this tour for us. He opened a studio. He's been working at a place called the Clubhouse in Woodstock for several years, and then just branched out and started his own place called the Isocon. So I think we might be like the first album that's going to be recorded there, which is really cool. And it's kind of like out of town in the woods in this beautiful house, and we're all going to be like in one room.
How long together. Do you plan on being there?
I mean, the motto is like as long as it takes kind of thing, but I don't foresee us tracking longer than 2 or 3 weeks. Yeah.
And I saw from your album cover that you have a son.
Yeah.
Will he be there too?
He will be there intermittently, but it's just not very realistic to have him there full time. I can't multitask like that.
You're super mom, super singer, right?
Yeah. That's just my topless merch, man.
I like those dungarees.
Yeah, we all do.
What kind of risks should musicians be prepared to take?
What kind of risks? I mean, I don't know. I guess I have a problem, like, saying, like, what other people should do. But, like, the risks I try to make myself take, the biggest risk is just, like, letting go and being vulnerable and not being afraid to, you know, be brutally honest in your music. And that does not necessarily mean, like, lyrically. Like, just letting yourself go to the muse or whatever it is that's driving this whole process.
Is that something you're just coming to find out?
I mean, it's definitely like a concept I grasped when I was in college and playing with a lot of guys who were like really in tune with what they were playing. Like, there's this book called The Mysticism of Sound and Music by Hazra Inyat Khan that like kind of formed like the thinking of this group of people that I was spending time with, and I understood what it meant. But you know, it's like a constantly evolving thing, like playing music, and I'm each year that goes by, like, I'm trying to get in touch with, like, what's real and feels real to me, even if it, you know, means putting myself out there even more, I guess.
I read that you're a Giants fan.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm a Giants fan, but, like, I just love sports in general. Uh-huh. But recently, especially since they were, like, headed towards the World Series, like, my mom has been a huge fan for years, and my grandma got latched on. It's like when they become fans of something, like, you know, my grandma's, like, a huge fan of the Kings, and she has a plaque with a picture of Bobby Jackson, the forward from the Kings, like, over her bed. It's like, it gets that intense. So like, it's, you know, it becomes, like, the thing that we do as a family. Uh-huh. So I got really invested as the Giants started to do really well and ended up watching the last game last night in some dive bar in L.A. with a bunch of Dodgers fans.
And,
but I still had a great time. I didn't care what they were saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of players come to bat with the theme song.
Right.
So which player would you like to see introduced to one of or using one of your songs?
I mean, it's really a tie between Brian Wilson, who's referred to as the Beard, uh-huh. and Tim Lincecum, because I think they're both ridiculously cute.
And would you like to give them a song suggestion?
Oh, Lord.
Or maybe your grandma or mom would want to.
Yeah. One of my songs?
Yeah.
I don't know if any of my songs are, like, very, like, pump you up. Like, I feel like it has to be, like, a Queen-type song mm-hmm. or something. I mean, Driftwood's, like, the fastest song on my album, so maybe that one.
Okay. Any last words or anything else you'd like to tell your fans?
No, I'm just really excited to be on the road again and playing with some great musicians, and we're very excited to be here tonight.
All right, well, thank you. And we're piratepods.com. Could you give us your best pirate impression?
Oh, gosh. I don't even know what to say. I mean, my pirate impression is, like, foul language, so I'm not going to do that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
I took a plane, flew over your state. Oh, it'll rain, pouring rain. The fortune said we'd meet again. Oh, but not this way. I still.